Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Again, we're in this thing right now with my brother and with business, and you know, there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot going on, and you got to stay happy, you got to stay positive, you got to continually renew and renovate your mind to what God says. And if you're going through any of these types of situations, just knowing that God is there for you. He's going to find a way where there is no way. God will take care of each and every situation. And again, that's why I love the Word. That's why I love reading the Word. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can always go to the Word, and it will always comfort you. It will always guide you in the way you need to go. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "To everything there is an appointed time or a season, and a season or an appointed time to every purpose under the heaven." There is one timing, and it's God's timing. And sometimes that timing does not align with our timing. At least the time you think. But God's gonna win that battle for sure. Just knowing that there's an appointed season for everything under the heaven, it helps control your mind. God knows what's going on in your life. Verse 2, there's a season to be born and there's a time to die. There's a time to plant and there's the time to pluck up that which is planted. It is beyond man's power to alter the seasons. If you have a garden, you can't change what's going on. God decides the seasons. God decides the time you need to plant. God decides the time you need to pluck up that which is planted. It's all in His timing. Verse 3, there's a time to judicially kill and a time to heal. There's a time to break down or to breach, and there's a time to build up. I think this is, as a person, as a human, this is true too. There's a time that you're going to get broken down by God. He gets to the very deepest points of your life where you're weak, and He works with you and He builds you up. There's a time to break down and there's a time to build up. There's a time to weep and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to wail or to mourn, and there's a time to dance. If you're going through a situation where you are mourning, where you are weeping, this is just but for a season. If you're on the other side, it doesn't last forever. It goes back and forth all the days of your life, and to know that helps you with that even keel. Verse 5, there's a time to cast away stones. And this is, if you look at a vineyard, this creates the vineyard. This creates the land, these stones. There's a time to cast away stones, and there's a time to gather stones together. There is a time to break down all the foundations, and there is a time to build those foundations back up in a different way. You got to work in your life and know that everything is just but for a moment. But everything goes back to God. Everything goes back to God. Everything goes back to reverential awe. You pray to God. You ask God to take care of it, but you keep these things in your heart. These are the things that frame your mind. When it talks about renovating your mind, renovating your thoughts, these are the verses that frame and renovate those thoughts. Because when you're looking at life through this type of prism, through this type of perspective, you are building a more spiritual life. Because you're looking at it through a spiritual prism. Because this word is God's inner word towards Himself. Verse 6, there's a season to get and a season or a time to lose. A time to guard or to keep and a time to cast away. There is a time to cut out and there is a time to sew together. There is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. God knows that timing. And when you start to work with God in your life, He's going to show you better timing. He's going to show you a time to talk and a time not to talk, a time to laugh and a time not to laugh. God's going to work with you. If you jump down to verse 10, I have seen all the travail which God hath been given to the sons of men to be occupied in it. He hath made everything beautiful in His time, And he hath set the world in their heart so that no one or no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God makes it beautiful in his time. And when you start to realize that, when you start to go to God, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path, in every time of in season in your life, he will guide you to that next season. It's just a beautiful place to be. God cares for every single hair on your head. Look ye first, or seek ye first the kingdom, and these things shall be added unto you. You seek God, and life will come with it. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the fog horns, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear in it.
Well, Heavenly Father, again, I just thank you for my life and everything that's going on. I pray for my brother and his health, and that this next month goes quickly so he can go down to see the doctor. And that's a blessing, that you stabilize his vertigo, Father, and his headaches and his eyesight. I thank you again for just the moments of my life and for the things that you do. I thank you for the business, that you give me strength through this time to do what needs to get done, and that it gets done smoothly. I also pray for the foundation. I thank you that you have gotten us to this point, and for my family. And I just thank you for what your son did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.